Iron Man 3. It's a vast improvement at Iron Man 2. You actually get to like Tony Stark, Robert Downey Jr., who actually spends more time as an action hero outside his suit than in it in this movie.
This is very true.
And I suspect that one of the reasons is that the movie actually examines the suit as a mask for Tony.
He seems to
hide behind it in lots of ways. It's actually, in the course of the film, asking, well, what is the suit hiding?
Yeah.
What's actually within the suit? And you find a few surprises in the course of this movie. It's a good script and very funny in places. The villain is absolutely fabulous.
A wonderful villain. Well, which villain?
Guy Pearce.
Well, okay, because
there are a couple of villains.
Yes. But Guy Pearce is an excellent villain.
Yeah. And the film is mainly about the man inside the suit. In fact, I suspect, given the latest model, I suspect Pepper Potts actually spends more time in the suit than Tony Stark does.
Well, she spends more time in Model 42, which is the most recent, not entirely fully functional suit.
Yes.
The only one he has access to for various reasons we won't go into yet.
And our great villain in The Mandarin, is a terrorist who does agitprop broadcasts. It's played by Ben Kingsley. And it's vaguely Middle Eastern.
Vaguely.
Villain. Now, that's, fans of the comic know the Mandarin is Chinese and has a set of alien power rings, which do all sorts of stuff. But the Mandarin in this film is clearly different.
Most definitely. And not at all what he seems at times. Mm. Ben Kingsley is absolutely excellent in the role and highly enjoyable.
There are lots of interesting things happening. At one stage, Tony ends up far from home with a dead suit and has to seek the help of a precocious child. and much is made of this. And he sort of calls himself the mechanics. And at one stage, he just goes into various hardware stores and buys ordinary ingredients and starts building.
It's kind of like modern MacGyver, really.
A modern MacGyver, exactly. Yep. It's a MacGyver-like episode in there, but for fans of the suit, we see a whole range of suits at the end.
Some rather spectacular ones.
It's obviously designed for different purposes. So, well written, nice sense of humour, nicely paced, I thought.
Yes, absolutely.
Nothing hugely wrong, and there is a lovely little bit at the end, so you've got to stay till the end of the credits.
Yes,
there's a little segment there, because the whole story is told by Tony at the beginning, and you find out who he's telling it to at the end.
Yes.
It's very nicely
it's
done.
It's very amusing. But it's interesting. It really examines, well, you know, we've always known that Tony is a quite damaged individual. Probably always has been.
Yes, and we start out watching him being a bastard to various people at the start. Mm.
But it also does examine his post-traumatic stress after having been sucked into a black hole by aliens in the Avengers movie.
So he suffers a few panic attacks.
He does.
And the child thankfully advises him to breathe deep into a paper bag. Which apparently is what's done for panic attacks.
Apparently. Admittedly, the child did actually bring on some of those panic attacks by kind of poking him with a stick almost about it. But it's very entertaining.
Nicely done. And makes you want to think, it'd be good to watch more of this. I suspect comic fans may not be entirely happy with it because it does spend a lot of time looking at Tony Stark rather than Iron Man.
Yes. And I'm sure they won't like some of the things that happen at the end of the movie either.
Yeah. It could be Robert Downey Jr.'s last Iron Man movie if they decide he's too expensive.
Oh, that's interesting. I actually can't imagine how it could be done without him, to be perfectly honest. I think he...
Well, he makes the role.
He does.
But if you look at the series of three movies, it sort of rounds out nicely.
It does.
Similar to the recent Batman series.
True.
And so if they are worried about the cost of Robert Downey Jr., because he's commanding a reasonable price at the moment.
Yeah.
But it does round out the three movies nicely.
Yeah.
And it's a vast improvement on the second one, which was absolutely painful.
I mightn't go that far, but it is definitely a vast improvement on the second one.
Well worth seeing.
Absolutely.